In the chapel of Jesus of Nazareth, a woman is sobbing. She has climbed up the 9 steps of the side altar to the Christ statue. She grasps the hem of his garments, imploring him to ease the heft of sorrow haunting her. In his black robes with the golden crown of thorns ablaze around his head, he too looks defeated by the weight of his own cross. Further down the chapel, the statue of Saint Rita is surrounded by framed letters from people whose simple handwriting expresses their gratitude for favours granted. A mother restored to health, an interview passed, someone given a second chance. This woman's grief needs greater intervention. Oblivious to the visitors who wander in and out, her sorrow words echo through the church, the darkness that is too much to be borne. These walls have witnessed all of life's tears, the child whose tiny head feels the first drops of baptismal water, the flare of joy as a bride adjusts her veil and prepares for a world of promise, fidelity, hope, the words of farewell to a beloved before he goes home finally. And so it is. Just as the violet candle of Advent will eventually give way to the white one of Christmas, slowly, ever so slowly, her darkness begins to give way to light. The first scintilla of dawn finds its way through. The broken part of herself fits back into place. Her sobbing eases, becomes still. Her heavy burden has been lifted.